JT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Mark chapter 4, I'm going to read 1 and 2 and then I'm going to drop down. And the reason why I'm reading that is because it's pertaining to the sermon here. Mark chapter 4 and verse 1. And he began to teach by the seaside. And there were gathered unto him great multitudes, so that he entered into a ship and sat down by the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea of the land. And he taught them things by parables, and unto them his doctrine, got down to 35. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? 39 said, and he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, ease, be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Amen. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? 41 and last said, and they fearing exceedingly, said one to another, the manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey. May be seated. Follow the leader. Man. Who is your leader in your life? Is it Pac-Man? Is it the casino? Or is it that? My leader is Jesus. Everybody says their leader is Jesus, but their actions show something different. I'm not talking about nobody. But if the shoe fit, the old folks say, you just wait. Yeah. The gospel is not for to make you happy. The gospel is for instruction in righteousness. That's what Timothy had penned it in the third chapter of 1 Timothy in about that 15-16 verse. The gospel is something that will get our souls back on track when we get off track. We all have a soul that's going to live on one day. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. We all have to stand for our own sins. Yes, we all have to go that way sooner or later. Yes. So many people have rushed themselves, but we all have to go that way. I'm not ready, you're not ready, but that's the way God designed it after Adam began to disobey God.
That's right.
On this beautiful Sunday, you ought to say, thank God. Yeah. Woke me up this morning. Yeah. Started me on my way. Yeah. As Molette told me yesterday, he said, Reverend, he said, there was a lady in Woodboy. She went to sleep, but she didn't get up. And now we was here to go pick her up. What I'm trying to say, you don't know what's on the next minute. You don't know what's on the next second. You have to praise God right now in your whole mind. Let's get to the text. Look over in the fourth chapter. Third chapter, he couldn't do no worse because of their unbelief. He was trying to get home, and now here in the fourth chapter, he's teaching the the ones that didn't understand what he was saying. And he was teaching in parables because a lot of people couldn't understand what Jesus was saying. Yeah. So he sat by the seaside because Mary Ann had ran him out the church. So he was gone by the seaside and not a hill of the bargain right by the seaside. The man ain't doing nothing to nobody but just telling them how to live again. That's all he was trying to do. But you got people that will mess with you. Even if you're doing good, even if you're trying to bless them, they still try. You ain't never had nobody just to mess with you. You ain't done no wrong. You ain't done nothing to try to show them love, and they still track their name in the mud. I know I got some witness up in here. They lie on you and everything else. And all you trying to do is help. You start right there in your home. I ain't talking about in your own household. You have your own flesh and blood that can grew up with you, talk about you like a dog, and that makes you want to know why is they doing it like this. All I'm trying to do is help somebody. Dr. King said, don't tell them that I got a Nobel Peace Prize. Don't tell them that I got 400 Miss Pat awards. Don't tell them. And then he said, whosoever do my eulogy, tell them not to beat you. That's what he said. And then he said, when they do the news, tell them that I tried to help somebody. Is you helping somebody today? Or is you dragging their name to the mud? Is you going out to the hedges and highways every now and then, not every day, but every now and then, and telling somebody, if you telling somebody on your job about the man named Jesus can fix it, we just got you singing the song, jumping it out, can you fix it? Or we just lip service? But can you know, do you know he can fix it? Because if you know he can fix it, you won't have to worry about it when the trials and tribulations come. And Jesus is something else. He'll give you a test, and he won't tell you all the hell you got to go through. Jesus told them boys, let us, Miss Pat, go over to the other side. And he was tired that day because he was flesh. And don't you get tired every now and then when you're going to work, you want to come home and kick off your shoes and maybe put on the fan or maybe put it on the TV and you want to relax a little while. Amen. Come on, but you know when you're serving the Lord right, you have to duck and dodge like I do sometimes because I be trying to get some rest every now and then, but sometimes when you're real, people will find you and tell you about what they're going through. When you are anointed and set apart, picked on, people will find you. You don't have to go find them. They will find you and ask you, I need to be praying for because I'm going through such and such. Follow the leader. Jesus was a leader. Jesus was the one that just got through healing Peter's a mother-in-law. Jesus was the one in Mark Gospel chapter 1 just got through healing a boy that had leprosy. Jesus just got through helping a boy that had been paralyzed for his days when he came on the earth and the four other men that was carrying him around. Jesus just got through helping and healing him. Now here it is. He said, let us pass over to the other side. Man, and one thing about Jesus now, he when he up to something, he don't tell you everything. This road that we are on, it's not going to be an easy, smooth road. You're going to have to lay awake and cry every now and then. I say every day, but every now and then, you're going to have to shed a tear because you know why? You are serving the Lord. Come on, man. And serving the Lord will pay off after all. My grandfather and my granddaddy would say, boy, serving the Lord will take you a long way up the highway.
Come on, man.
I come from a sanctified family. And they be singing and jumping and shouting and praising God with them tambourines. I didn't know what was going on, scared me to death. But I know now in the by and by, they say, boy, you don't understand it in the by and by. We can get a little older. And I don't understand why I'm going to serve the Lord because while I got a chance to tell somebody about this man, His name is Jesus, eh? Look at the text. Now let me get to this text. 35 through 41. Jesus was talking to his disciples. They were tired. They had been teaching. He'd been teaching all day. The 12 had been following. One of them was a devil. And he says, and when they had sent away, 36 said, away the multitude. Because see, wherever Jesus went, the multitude followed him. Some was dictators, some was agitators, and some was just spectators. You have that in your church today. Some people just come here to see you for the show. Some people come here just to talk about one another. Some people come here for all other kind of foolishness. But what I come for is to lift up the name of Jesus. If I can lift it up.
Come on now, preach.
I'll drop. That's what he said. If I be lifted up. Every Sunday when I come here, I don't come up for one thing. Sometimes I'll be down, but I say, Lord, I got to encourage myself in the Lord. Because when you encourage yourself in the Lord know how to strengthen you when the time of storms are raging, when the storms get high, when the raging seas start rising up. The Lord will know how to give you some joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Yeah, Jesus. It's JC's now. He loved it. This was one of his main topics. Here, Jesus. See, I don't forget what people do for me. And I treat people like I want to be treated. If you want to see King Jesus and your lover, you got to treat people right. You can't get over on people. And you can't stab nobody in the back talking about you're a Christian. That ain't Jesus. That ain't about being Jesus. Jesus helped any and everybody. And if he couldn't help you, he sure wasn't going to hurt you. And that's the way a Christian's supposed to be. A Christian's supposed to be set apart, peculiar, picked on, picked out. When they talk about you, you should say, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they obtain mercy. Blessed are those that persecute you, for my name's sake. Rejoice, because your name is written in hell. A Christian is somebody that is distinguished. Your light gonna shine in dark places. They ain't gonna be talking bad about you. If they do, they're lying, and they know they're lying because you're trying to be different from them. He said, love the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. I'm not gonna get caught up in this world because this world will send you straight to hell. But you got to know one thing. If I follow the leader, I'm going on a road.
Preaching now.
Hear Jesus. He's talking to his disciples. They're tired. You know when you're tired, don't want to be bothered, it kind of aggravates you, don't it? It aggravates you. Yeah, you do. You ain't perfect. You ain't all that. I feel like you all that. You're not all that. And I ain't either. We flesh. And we get tired sometimes. Especially when people want to beg you. They get on your last nerve. You got 50 cents? Man, you just got your check, but I got my check. What you do with yours? Gamble it up? Well, at least you had me laugh yesterday. I ain't gonna talk about what he said. But anyway, wait there, what you doing? So Jesus here, back to the text, it's time. And he said, let us go over. Now he ain't telling them afraid of the disciples what he's gonna do, because they was Jews. And they were crazy. And they didn't believe in, you know, helping nobody but themselves. And you know some people like that? Just so self-indulgent before, unlike my mama, before they say amen, they'll snatch it back. You do know some people like that just so self-indulgent, they don't think about nobody but themselves. You ain't going nowhere like that, man. You got to hear my dad is saying. When you got your hand like that, can't nothing come in, and can't nothing come out. My dad is saying, Eugene, you got to start learning how to give, and it'll come.
Give.
You have to tell me to put money in the collection plate. If I ain't got $3, I'm gonna put $1.50 in there and I'm gonna keep $1.50. I know how to give. Some of you don't know how to give nothing. That's why God always blessed me so. And then he told me the other day, Eugene, don't ask nobody for nothing. Because I'm gonna supply you with your everyday. Don't you ask for nothing. Don't ask nobody for nothing. My daddy got California 1000. My daddy say the earth is the Lord. And my daddy say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. My dark north unto the Lord. My dad said, blessed are the man that persecutes you, and for his name's sake, rejoice. My dad said that. Blessed are the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And he shall delight in his ways. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name. I sought the Lord, and he heard me. This poor man cried, and he delivered him from all his trials. The angel of the Lord encamp round about them that trust in him. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, though he may fall, but behold him again. Yes, I've been down, and I've been up. Wait on the Lord, he shall strengthen my heart. I say, wait upon the Lord. The Lord is the light of my life. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, came up on me, and even my flesh and stomach fell, though a host encamped around me, this one thing I would do, I would dwell in the house of God. And I can go on and on. Now I can go on and on. But I'm full of the Holy Ghost. You can't fool me. I just don't say much. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom will I trust. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Psalm 91 says, Lord, thou hast been my dwelling place from generation to generation, from everlasting to everlasting. Ain't that God's way? That's what he was doing right here. He was teaching them the word. He said, a sower went out to sow. Some fell upon stony ground. That's what he was doing. He was teaching them in a parable. And the Bible said that Jesus began to go down in the bottom of the ship. Now watch this, y'all. Watch how Jesus do this down here. I'm going to talk to somebody. Now, there were other little ships, the book said. That's what it said. Watch the ship, Kyle. Sister Kyle. Watch the ship. Jesus began to go. Now, he's a carpenter now. So he's supposed to be up on the top. Brother Aiden, instead of down in the bottom, but that flesh side didn't kick in, so he's tired and he wanna get him a nap. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then, don't you wanna get a nap every now and then? Right. Sometimes a little 20-minute nap be better than a long nap. You just wanna close your eyes for a while. So he went down in the bottom of the ship. But watch this ship. Yeah. It says, and when they had sent the mouth 36 say, they took him even as he was in a ship. And there was also, and I say, other little ships. And there arose a storm of wind, Hurricane Harvey come. The boat ain't got no top on it. The boat ain't got no sides on it. But the rain that started beating on the ship. So now, here it is. They're out in the middle of nowhere, Miss Patty. And I'm trying to help somebody this morning, because if you follow the leader, no matter what you're doing and where you're at, no matter what the devil is trying to pull you, if God is in it, you're going to show no weed. You're going to step over him. You can say, my God shall supply all of my needs. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And then you can say, be sure, be careful, numbered in everything by prayer and supplication. You got to use the word back on the devil. The storm came, and the storm and the rain that started beating. That's what it said on it. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. It said, there was a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship. They don't have no top on them. The disciples, they are scared, but Jesus is asleep. But I wonder why the ship ain't sunk yet, man. Right. I wonder why it ain't started to turn over. Because water will start. Oh, man, y'all ain't listening. Somebody not hearing what I'm saying. Somebody not hearing what I'm saying. Listen, the water will start beating in the ship. Jesus is asleep, the carpenter, down in the hinder part. You supposed to be up on top, man, but you're down asleep. Wait a minute, Jesus. Here come Peter with his big mouth ship. He says, I don't want to tell them because I'd be happy to tell them. I ain't got no money by no more than them. This ain't high what I wear. Everything I wear going to be expensive. I ain't got no money, but I ain't gonna wear nothing cheap either. Because my God is a good God. And he got cattle on 1,000 hills. The Bible says the streets are paved with gold. So what I'm going to wear something $2 for when I know my daddy got cattle on 1,000 hills?
Come on now.
You looking at them glass costs money. But God gave them to me. Everything I got on, God gave it to me. And if God gave it to you, no man can take it away. Can't nobody take it away from me. No, they can't. They can try, but can't nobody take it away. I'm up here praising God because I know what he done for me. $30,000 loan, he took it one day. And it ain't been long ago. $30,000. You tell me God ain't good, man.
Come on, God.
You tell me. I'm showing you the paper. I got it somewhere. I can't find it, but I was trying to find it. You think I ain't lying? I show it to you. I ain't got to lie. God said six things I hate. Proverbs 6:16, a proud look and a lying tongue, and the seventh is abomination. Go read it for yourself. I'm in the book. You can't miss me because I know the word. He written it in my heart 25 years ago. They used to laugh at me, talk about me, everything else, but the one last laugh, first laugh, laugh.
Go ahead.
They're in the bottom of the ship. And they go down there and say, Jesus, do you care that we perish? I'm talking about following the leader now. See, at Peabody, you got to follow the teacher's instructions. If you at Gilchrist, you got to follow his or her instructions. If you working for Walmart, you got to follow what the crazy people tell you to do because they don't. So now, Jesus is our leader. We got to follow his instructions in these 66 books, what I'm trying to tell you.
Come on.
And you will get some blessings. He'll heal your body. He'll take cancer from you. He'll take sickness. He'll take whatever it is. He'll heal you. Yes, he will. I know he will. My daddy will heal you. Ain't no doctor like the doctor I know. Can't no doctor do what Jesus do. Can't no doctor put you on a bed and make you get up the next day. Can't no doctor take care of but Jesus. Nobody. Yeah, Jesus is. The water that starts sinking in the ship. There were other little ships probably sinking. But this ship wasn't sinking. I wonder why, because the man that made the ship was on the ship. He the one made it anyway. So he was saying, I'm going to go to sleep because even the ship got to obey what I. Send your text if you ain't throw it out. Water done started coming up in the ship. And Jesus didn't even talk to them. In other words, when he said, peace be still, look at your text, don't look at me. They say, Master, do you care that we perish? He didn't answer them first. He began to speak to the wind where the trouble was. He said, peace be still. The wind, it's in your text, don't look at it, it's in your text. The text says that Jesus, when they came to him, he didn't say, oh, I'm going to do something. He said, peace be still. He wasn't worried, but you know what? Shut up. I got this thing. Let me read it for you, then. Y'all looking at me crazy. It says, drop down. Did y'all else? It's in there if you read it. And when he was in the hen third, they say, asleep. And he got a pillow at that. He just not asleep. He done went and got him a pillow, so he want to have a good rest. On a pillow, Gloria. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, do you care about us? The rain that started coming into the ship up to 2-3 feet. Man, I would have jumped overboard. I'd say, Lord, look, I'm scared of water anyway. The possum that time, I wouldn't even stay in there that long. I'd have been gone like a turkey through the comb. Look, but they got more faith than me. Because when I was reading, I said, Lord, they got some faith because I'm scared of that water. Look here, it say, care and watch 39. Drop this one. And he arose. See, they were talking to him, but he ignored them and went to the problem. See, when you're going through something, you got to ignore the problem and go to the problem solver. Come on, y'all not hear me. In other words, stop looking at what's ahead of you and start looking at who made everything. When he stepped out on nothing and made something out of nothing, when he began to tell him, he said, the earth is the Lord and the foot is the earth. He said, the heaven is my home and the earth is my footstool. So if you start looking at Jesus and stop looking at the problem, you'll be all right. Let me hurry to a close. Didn't I Jesus say, peace be still. That's what he said, didn't he? Look at the text, 39. Said it to him. But he was trying to get somewhere. He knew that it was going to be a storm, New Jerusalem. Because he said, let us pass over to the other side. He knew he probably gave him his own self. Just to see what you're going to say.
All
right. Huh? I'm going to do it pretty good. Fire. I can't see for no fire. I'm black. And I'm proud. That was James Brown. I'm say it now. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it now. I'm black and I'm proud. I ain't half white. Yeah, I know I'm black. I got to accept what God made me. Some people don't want to accept what they made them. They want to get facelifts, lift face and all that. Man, you better go sit down with that foolishness.
Make nobody go rich.
Yeah, I ain't going to make them rich. I'm going to make God and put it to God. Nose restructured and all those crazy stuff. Man, I am what I am. What you see, what you get, that's all I am. While I told them I'm fine now, what you see is what you get. They need to come on the arm. I ain't going there. I just come to tell you what thus said the Lord. Wherever I go, I'm going to make love. No, I'm there. I don't care how deep in the country. I don't care where I'm at. I'm going to tell the goodness of the Lord wherever I'm at. It was so dark you couldn't even see, bro. I said, good God, Mike. You help me get out here before them old white folk come. But I know one thing. Wherever I go, God is with me. Because he won't see me down there. I ain't had no deal. They called me. When you're doing something to instruct you for the Lord always uses you in ways you would think you would never be used. The Lord puts you in places that you never thought you would be. But if you're sincere with the Lord put things before you. You ain't even got to ask him for it. He'll put it there anyway because he'll say, that's my child. And I want to show you that what I told you, Matthew. How is it that you have your earthly father give you something to eat? Do he give you a head? What about me? I'm going to give you more than what your earthly father because I made your earthly father just like I made you. Am I not getting me? Look what happened. Peace. Be still. Right. Somebody here needs some peace. Yeah. Oh, yeah, somebody here needs it. Yeah. Somebody here got a troubled heart and don't want to tell nobody about it. You've been talking to the Lord and look like the Lord ain't even shut you. Look like the more you talk to him, the quieter he gets. Come on, I want to talk to somebody here. Look like when you read the scripture, look like he needs to turn a deaf ear on you. He ain't to turn a deaf ear on you. He's just trying to see your faith in him. He's trying to see how much faith you got in him. You got to be tried every now and then. You got to go through the fire sometimes. You can't get this on no bed of old every day. God got to test you. So let's I hurry to a close. The Bible said, Jesus began to speak to the winds. The winds began to blow. And it got better. The scripture said that after they began to see the winds, Mr. Matthew, the text said that water began to beat up in the ship.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3. Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of